Ready?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back.
To the 100th time.
Yeah.
Wow.
For the 100th time.
Unbelievable.
Episode 100, dude.
Clap it.
Congrats, guys. Huge accomplishment.
You recording on that thing, too?
I never thought we'd make it. This
you are now, eh?
100
here,
times.
Wait, slap it again. Ready? Okay. We got new things, as you can see.
Yeah.
We got the new screen and Artie over here, just to prove to you that we got Artie over here, because you never see or hear him.
You will one day.
He's going to pull something up right now, aren't you, Artie? Says it. There you go. Hey, Eric's Instagram.
Nice.
Magic for your brain.
Oh, wow. That looks like the Instagram of someone who's 40.
When did he upload that? September was his last update.
September
25th.
I just realized you can pin videos or pictures at the top now.
Yeah.
Well, fuck everybody. Let's get to the bottom of it.
Let's go.
Hey guys, congrats on 100 episodes, man. For real.
I'm using a mug.
I can't believe you've listened to Chris talk about aliens for 100 hours. It's wild to me.
Yeah, and he didn't have to pay.
Well, cheers, boys.
Yeah, congrats, boys. Love you guys.
This is pretty sick. I didn't think we were going to make it, man.
This
I really
is disgusting
didn't
think... beer. I'm not drinking this.
Big accomplishment. You don't like your beer?
I brought you a Sapporo.
Do you try that?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Not yet.
Try that one.
Literally tastes like.
It literally tastes like balls.
We need a.
It literally tastes like balls.
It's not bad.
It's fine.
Well, what?
If you like balls.
If you like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay.
So when does it start? Like, when are we starting?
Already begun, baby.
Cool, we're on.
We got some special treats for you today in today's episode. If you're new here, by the way, thank you for checking us out. You can subscribe, but if you've been here and you're coming back, one thing you can do is to get extra episodes. You can head over to Patreon, and you get a couple extra episodes of Bob and some interviews, some fun interactive live shows, and all sorts of stuff.
And in honor of the 100th episode, I asked our Patreon people to submit some questions. So later on in the episode, we're going to answer some of those right here because...
Yeah, we might or might not.
No,
so.
You're probably going to. Why not? What's the point of being on Patreon?
It's the 100th episode, dude. We're drinking.
What's the point of being on Patreon?
Yeah, that's what they're asking themselves right now. I don't know.
I'm asking questions.
I don't know.
You should probably start with
that was the worst endorsement for Patreon I've ever.
It was about to be the best, and then you shut it down by saying we're not going to do the thing we're going to do.
We're not going to do it at all. Fuck
oh
you guys.
My
no,
God.
I'm just kidding. Obviously, we're going to do it, but I'm just saying we're going to get drunk. So
yeah, you know. That's it.
Let's start with a shot. 100th episode. We start with a shot. Let's go.
We only do shots.
Oh yeah, when you say COVID.
There we go.
Yo, you know what? I was listening to a Bob, the last one you guys did yesterday in my
just
kitchen.
Going for it. Yeah.
No, and I because I was looking at the screen because I watched them on YouTube, and you guys said the C word and you didn't drink.
Oh,
really?
But it was so naturally like.
Oh, we better do two today then.
Oh yeah. All right.
What do you have there, Chris?
Oh, this is a Glenmorangie.
Ooh.
I'm probably not saying that right. Wes
Morangue,
is really trying
know.
To correct me right now.
No, I would never.
Holding himself back. His inner child's like, it's Morangue.
Actually.
15.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, it's been here.
Not from your bank account. We laugh going, Chris has a bigger bank account than everybody.
Yeah, I was like, I don't understand that joke.
You pay for these mics.
It's a very unironic joke.
Yeah, poor people would say that.
Straight up, yeah.
Yeah.
Or do we get shot glasses?
I mean...
Should we get glasses? Should we, like, enjoy this?
Yeah. Artie, get us some shot glasses, please.
You want to get some glasses, Artie? You want to get yourself a glass? Let's go.
Nice. Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
We need to make him work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's sitting there listening to a free podcast. He's got to do something.
He's pressing buttons.
Just so you guys all know how this went down, I had to fly to Eric's house today just to make sure he made it here on time, so... I deserve all the credit for you being here.
I am never late for anything in my life. Not once, ever in my life.
Yeah.
Really?
Never.
Really?
Never, not one thing I've ever been late.
Have you ever made anybody late for anything?
Yeah.
Like a period?
Like a period.
You know, you do get stressed out with time.
Oh, I can't. If I'm not early.
Oh, what are these? Oh, look at these little things.
Oh, wow.
Do we have two each?
First dot shop, yeah.
What are the odds he left this on the wide when he left?
Pass me the stack, Artie. These will be available. Officially, not say. Just throw them, yeah. These will be. That's fine.
They're made of glass.
These will be. Okay, you're right. These will be available on
Yo,
first
say
shop.
That one more time.
These shot glasses? Oh, yeah, that's better. Yeah, that's nice.
We just started out as perfect.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank
that looks
you.
Good.
Oh,
thank
I love
you, buddy.
It. Thank you so much.
Nice.
This is not a whiskey you should be shooting, so you should probably get glasses after this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what yeah.
But I'm down to shoot some expensive whiskey.
Let's
go.
15 just for fun.
Congratulations, guys. Honestly, when you guys started this, I was like, there's no way they're going to get to 50. And now you guys are at 100.
Yeah, I mean, technically, like Westbench with the Patreons, we're over 100. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey, to 100 episodes of Bottom of the Barrel and to 1,000 more. Let's go.
Hell yeah. Cheers, Artie.
How many, like, what's your realistic number, do you think?
Did we ever get to?
Yeah.
Like, what, views or numbers of podcasts?
No, this is 100.
Oh, I hope we get to 1,000.
I think so. I don't see why we wouldn't. That's 20 years of podcasting.
You guys do one a week, right?
Yeah.
So 50 times 20.
Equals at least one a week. Sometimes two.
The two. That means
literally a decade of podcasting.
Yeah.
I will just do it till the platform stops.
I'll do it till I can't support doing it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. I love it.
Till I'm sick and tired of bleeding.
Well, and good for this guy for flying.
Yeah.
Every week to come do this.
It really is a trek.
Every time I'm on a podcast and they ask me about this podcast, and that always sort of comes up because I have to like get here.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I wish Eric and I had a podcast because I will make time to do shit I like. And I don't make time to see him because we don't have a podcast. I see you all the time because we have a fucking podcast.
That's right.
So this podcast for me is just like, who cares? It's like assuring we hang out.
Yeah, 100%.
Who would want a reason to look at your whole family, your agent, your wife, and be like, sorry, gotta go to work?
Yeah.
Right? And she's like, I don't think you get paid for that. I'm like, there's $200 in AdSense here.
Yeah.
That clearly shows money.
Exactly.
So I have to spend more than that to go. Anyways, it's just the perfect thing for me. I wish I had a podcast with all my friends and
Artie.
Well,
that's the thing. There are a lot of guys out there who are having a hard time going out because they're wise, like, well, you're just going to see the friends again, and they're going to make up all sorts of excuses. Tell her you got a podcast.
Yeah, and I don't.
You don't even need to actually do one. No one cares that no one's watching.
This podcast.
Yeah, and I don't want to drink, but you got to drink on the podcast.
Yeah. It's like when people tell, we're going to play golf. Sure, it's golf. I get it. But some people tell their wives they're going to play golf to chill 5 hours with the guys outside.
Yeah. Why do you think sports were invented?
Yeah. Why do you think there's
great
good wings at the strip club?
Get out of the house, go do some shit, you know? Maybe.
Probably. That's why they have good wings at the strip club.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going for wings. The best wings are here. It's not my fault. Isn't that? I think that's a start cliche, isn't it?
I don't know, man.
No? Okay.
I'm just happy to be here with you boys for the 100th.
Same, dude. This is a big deal. Where's Alex?
Right there, off camera. He didn't want to. It's okay. Don't worry. No, it's fine. Yeah. He didn't want to come.
I put on shoes I've never worn just for this.
Yo.
Big flex. Yo,
those are some actual dope shoes, though, honestly. Those are Jordans that we helped release, the release of those.
Yeah. They're the Big Trick Energy shoes.
The Big Trick Energy shoes.
Yeah. And we all got them. I don't think anyone's worn them.
I gave mine away.
I gave mine to Pete. You gave mine away.
Yeah.
To who?
John Dick.
And I'm like, the red's just a lot. Mm-hmm. If they were any other color, you know?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
White, black, red's a lot. I feel like Dorothy now. I feel like Dorothy, but I could jump through the roof, you know? I feel like Slam Dorothy.
I gave mine a piece.
We saw that these are his shoes.
Yeah, those are his shoes.
Put them up on the screen, Artie. Slapping.
Yo, airdrop it to him. He'll put it up.
Artie, we found this guy at VidCon, and we stood behind him in line, and these are his shoes for sure. He's fucking out of work Santa Claus.
Can we try it? Let's see him.
Wait,
can we see him? Let's try it, Artie.
From real time. I'm so used to doing it.
Well, it's different because that's on a website, so he has to make another scene.
Oh, yeah.
It's doable.
Well, you don't look like you're doing much. No. I think you have time to press 5 buttons.
I don't want to put him on the spot.
So where did I see? Oh, my little nephew. Okay, I got a story. So my little nephew's birthday, he's 14 years old. I buy him, me and my brother split on a $500 bed with LED lights. He's a gamer. He loves, you know. So then we go, and my brother's like, he gets money now, so he wants to go on a shopping spree. Great. Uncle Eric, my dad, his brother, we all take him on a shopping spree. We get to the mall, and we go, there's Drake store, do you know?
Yeah, OVO.
OVO.
Yeah.
So he goes like, oh, I like this t-shirt. I'm like, okay, I already spent $250 on him. And just saying, I'm going to tell the story. So I buy him a $70 t-shirt.
Okay? He's not watching.
I'm going to tell him to watch. Because he told me let's not talk about
tell
it.
Tell three
and
friends.
Now we're
going
to talk about it. Anyways, so he brings me to the store. I spend another $70 t-shirt. He's 14 years old. We go to a restaurant. And now because he's been saving money and for his birthday and Christmas, he needs shoes. Now the last thing he needs is shoes. So we go to the shoe stores. No shoe store he's satisfied with. Until we go to one of these like you know, Supreme stores where there's like one of each.
Yeah.
Is it just the left shirt or the right
shirt? This t-shirt is medium, blue, that's it.
No, they have them in the back. They just keep one out.
Maybe.
I learned this from America. That's what they do. Show me this. I've been shopping
in LA. That's all it is.
Maybe. Yeah. So we walk into the store. He's like, which Jordans
they only
do you
have
like?
Medium.
No, that's
could you imagine?
It is.
Could you imagine Chris, being
not,
in business?
It's not that type of store. It's
like, hey,
store
but you can keep the size
no,
in the back.
Wrong.
We're like, no.
You're wrong.
No, there's only one. Chris, what are you going to use the warehouse for? Doesn't matter.
It's not that kind of store. There's one shirt. It is in a big plastic. You can't touch it. Whatever. Anyways. It is, man. You want to fucking bet? Let's yeah. fucking
okay, was it base? What was it?
I don't care if it's true or
listen
not.
Listen to the story. So we go, and then he's like, which one of these Jordans do you like? And I'm starting to look, and I'm like, they're expensive, man. Like
they just had one shoe.
It's only the left shoe.
There's only a size 11. You can't.
So I'm like, just stay. So I'm like, buddy, these are like $700, you know, Jordans. He's like, okay, I love them. I love them. He's like, do you swear not to tell my dad if I buy them? My brother. And I'm like, you know what? You have the money. Yeah. Shake on it. Our first like real life secret. Mm. So he goes to buy them. The card's declined. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's try and do half. Doesn't work. And then I'm like, okay, we walk to the restaurant. I'm not paying for it. I already spent like $500 on it.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah.
So we get to the restaurant, and my brother, who doesn't walk very well, he has a problem with his feet. He's like, you didn't guys get the shoes? And he looks at me. He's like, no, they were like $300. And he looks at me. My brother's like, whatever, I'll go pay for them. And he goes to get up. And I'm like, so now I have to go.
You saved him. Oh, wow.
I saved him.
What an uncle move.
Uncle move, never paid me back. He showed me. He played me. You know what he did? I'm going to end the story here because I don't know where I'm going with this. But he showed me a bank account with $2,000 in his name, and it wasn't his bank.
It wasn't
account.
His. Oh, good for him.
And then my brother's like, and then you know, so as an uncle, like, there's a difference between $400 and $1,100. There's a difference between a $50 gift and a $300 gift.
Of course.
Right? So I'm on Snapchat, I'm saying, Justin. So on Snapchat, we have to cut all this. Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, Justin. You got to pay
I don't know why
back.
You're repeating yourself. This is going the way it is.
Okay, whatever. You got to pay me back. And he's ignoring me because now I know on Snapchat, there's a way to look.
I was wondering why he's been saying things twice. I'm like, I'm just going to let it go.
There's a way to look on Snapchat of messages you have without them being read.
Yeah.
So he was reading my messages because he lives on Snapchat. And he's been reading my messages and I know he is. So I wrote, buddy, you better send me the money by the end of the week or I'm coming to your school to get my shoes. Like it was her first, like yeah, you know, yeah. like lesson of money. Like,
oh, because your nephew is probably like crying scared.
He thinks I'm rich uncle.
Yeah, but yeah. he also thinks like
and
you're gonna
to
bully him into giving your shoes back.
Eric used to be the rich
he
uncle.
He thinks you're gonna beat him up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyways, with Jordans, wild. If I would have known Jordans, what they do is they keep them, right? They you buy Jordans,
and they put one in the store
box, and 10 years later they're worth like
yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Little investment. It's a young person's game. A lot of the young guys like they hang around Drake and stuff. The guys are like 19, 20, and that's what they do. That's how they started. Mm. They just like selling shoes to like celebrities and stuff, rare shoes and shit.
Huh.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. But good for him also.
I'm glad he played you. I'm
Dick move.
Cheers to
Dick
you,
move,
man.
But I mean, hey, he plays you, man.
Oh, that's perfect move. But what a con.
Everything's beautiful. Fine. I agree with you guys. The whole thing. The only thing
it's family.
Is him whipping out a phone.
It's family.
That's what makes it good.
That's what makes it fucked up.
That's what makes it good.
That's how he got you.
That's the con.
Where do you get that?
What do you mean?
No, but he didn't go to the mall knowing he was going
to
do this.
Dude, he could Google it while he's talking to you. Get a screenshot and be like, here.
A screenshot of
Chris, whatever account
Chris
says
$2,000. Chris savings all the time just to rub it in my face. All the time. So I just take that and put my name on it, show somebody else. Easy. I don't know why you do it every fucking week.
Yeah, and I always go,
Chris.
Oops, sorry, wrong person. Oops. Oopsie.
I just send this to my accountant.
My bad, bro. Please delete.
Oh, so hard. Man, I cry so much.
Eric's had a raging heart on the entire day.
He's a young, viral man.
Yeah, he got here and he's like, dude, I have the biggest heart on. And I'm like, you know, I'm excited too.
I had a big party weekend.
Bob 100 is going to be great, but yeah. Also,
I'm sitting like this.
Keep it in your pants.
That's why I'm sitting.
Yeah, he forgot. He's like, oh yeah, he forgot he popped a Cialis last night, is what it is.
Two nights ago?
Yeah. 48 hours later?
Yeah. Cialis.
Wow.
Viagra.
You could be at like a baptism performing or something.
Show the camera, Eric. Take it out.
Come on, guys.
No, but you perform for kids. Like, you could literally be performing for kids and just like.
Don't do it before a show.
Don't do it before a show.
It's not before. It's two.
He's like, it's
later.
2 nights after the show.
Saturday night, Monday morning, have a show for kids. Here's mystery.
Yeah. For any parent who finds that weird, they're obviously not popping Cialis.
Yeah.
Cialis is a great dude. When that came out, when Viagra came out, let's talk about this for a second.
What am I blowing?
What about Blue Chew? You tried that?
It's Blue Chew, no, but I've heard they sponsor podcasts. They do. And I'm down.
Blue Chew.
If you're listening,
Blue Chew. I will fucking talk about you every day.
100%.
Blue Chew is the same?
Yeah, look, dude.
Why are they naming Blue Chew?
Even our guests, have hard-ons, dude. Blue. This would be a perfect time to segue into a Blue Chew ad.
Yeah.
Too bad.
One.
Yeah.
They suck.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Red Chew, baby. Make erections great again.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know that was a game changer. I think a lot of people got real excited when Viagra came out.
I had a buddy who, this guy was always on a hustle. You know, you got one friend who's always hustling some angle, and most of it legal or on the line, right? But he's always like making money somehow, like a entrepreneurial spirit. But this guy at one point had he had like these FedEx, you know, these box envelopes, these envelopes of FedEx, the cardboard envelopes, just stuffed full of these blue pills. This is before you could get it, you know. Now you'd have to, what is it? No, before you couldn't get it in Canada, you could only get it in the States when it just came out or whatever. So he was selling these things at like $20 a pop. And he was making thousands of dollars. He had thousands of pills.
Yeah.
That was his side hustle. And I'm like, you know, that's like, because you get arrested for that. You're like, what, are you going to arrest me for fucking boner pills, dude?
I mean,
dude?
If you get erected for bonus, if you get arrested, what? No, but it's true. When those came out, you were like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Is that possible? Like, it seems like it solves so many problems.
It seemed like take this pill and you'll grow your hair back.
Yes.
It seemed like myth. It seemed like, okay.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Take that pill. Fucking.
I remember my uncle, I overheard a conversation. When did it come out? Artie, can you check when Viagra came out? When Viagra came out, you know, let's give some work, you know? When Viagra came out, I remember overhearing my uncle at Christmas saying, you know, my uncle Gilbert Thériault. No.
We're not cutting that out.
Whatever. Okay.
Why would you say no after it?
I remember overhearing him say, oh, I tried, and like, he went like this.
He went like
and
that.
I always remembered peripherally seeing that and being like, oh, I was talking about his. And he was like, 1989? Huh? 1989? So give or take 2 years, I'm 10 years old.
1989?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Right. When they first started? I believe it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, check out Viagra particularly.
Because I remember, like, you hear these boner pills in reference to 90s movies and stuff.
98 sounds about.
You know what?
Right.
Even if I'm going to make a PSA, okay? I've done it maybe, I don't know, a dozen times.
Uh-huh.
Even if you don't need it, try it.
That's
it
a is bad amazing. PSA.
You'll never see your.
Hey, we're not getting paid for this.
Right. No, I meant Blue Chew. Blue Chew.
My buddy went to.
In 1998, in 20 years, become a 62 million men all over the world have tried the drug, according to Pfizer.
It's more than
according to spokesperson. Yeah, it's become ubiquitous.
It is
ubiquitous. It is a synonym.
Have you ever taken one?
Nope. Never a Viagra.
My buddy Cole brought me back some from Mexico one time.
Yeah.
And he's like, here's a bunch of boner pills. So I'm like, all right. So they sat in my drawer for a long time. I'm like, I'll pop one solo just to see what the fuss is about.
I'm only on Blue Chew.
But here's the you don't get right away. You have to be aroused.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, I get hard.
Which is funny when he gets out of a two-hour car ride with Wes, he's like hard as a rock.
It was weirder than I was too.
Yeah, and then we're in the pool.
It is so fun. You'll never see your
I can hang a towel. Like,
how well do you know your junk? Well, you've seen it in every. Yeah. This is a chance of your life. We're like, holy sh!
It's like
the only thing is I've never tasted it.
We tasted mine.
It's like those emails you get for like boner growth, right? We know it's like we know we can't grow the dick, but we can make it hard.
Right.
You know, that's something we figured out.
Yeah,
but they'll never get me.
Yeah,
they'll never get me right. With that.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot of people, especially at first, but they're still trying. They're like penis pumps now.
Yeah, how big do you want to go though?
Yeah, and a penis pump seems extreme. It seems like if you need a penis pump, it's not going
to
help.
And I tried to get one, but they wasn't quite big enough. It wouldn't fit over.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm good. I don't need a penis pump.
Mm. Yeah.
It's just that mug.
So nice. Who made this? Yeah.
And I just like,
there's a fan of the channel.
Man, yeah, we got everything. I'd show you the bottom, but I can't because whenever it says Prost on the bottom, it's pretty
that's
fucking
awesome.
Yeah.
That Sharpie?
I don't know. But I thought you were all going to drink out of mugs, so I grabbed an extra mug, and I'm the only mug guy.
I'm drinking a mug.
It's a, oh, good. Thank you. It's a Bob 100. You got to drink out of a mug. You got to mean mug it this side up.
Oh, I got a game for you folks.
Buddy, I got so many. I love games. I got so many answers for you.
Well, before I get into this, we got back from VidCon.
Oh, shit. Yeah. And I hear you guys had a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun. Met a lot of TikTokers, a lot of people who sell a lot of shit, want to sell you a lot of shit.
Yep.
And then met some cool people too as well. And
he
there's
a great picture with Mr. Beast.
Yeah, he's blurry in real life.
It's like Asian.
Yeah, he was like,
can we say porn on here? I don't know. Can we?
You already outed your whole family about other things. Yeah. I just want to say whatever you want.
Let's go.
We got cool people. We met the Legal Eagle. He told us all about copyright law. It was great.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a beauty.
Wait, who's
We met this one guy. We're boring. At a party, at like a TikTok party, right? We roll up, Wes and I, and we're like, oh, this is cool. There's like food trucks, loud music, DJ, stage performance, people outside. There's inside, there's like go-kart racing, everything filled with people, right? So we're pulling up in the Uber. We're like, oh, this is going to be a good time, right? We get out of the Uber, like boom, boom, like music pumping. We're walking. We're like, oh, shit. This is everyone's first party.
We go to, hang on, let me jump in real quick. We go to get in. Eric, they check our IDs and they look at it. They go, oh, too old. They say you're too old and turn us around.
No, they didn't say it. You're confusing them.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm confusing them. That's a good joke. So, linger that in.
Yeah, everybody was there. You two are the only ones who were there.
Do you have the vaccine? We're like, yeah, yeah. And they gave us a wristband, like, okay, vaccinated or something. It was wild. But anyways, get there, and it was exactly like a Step It Up 3 film.
100%.
The whole place was a movie, and everyone was the star. Everyone was the star. They're all TikTokers, dude. They're all like, I'm the star of the movie, and everyone's like, in a teen movie.
What are they doing?
They're just sitting around, jumping around,
they're
dancing.
All being Kevin Bacon and Footloose. Like, they're just think it's the soundtrack is for their life.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, and the music playing and
everything. Yeah, yeah, everything. Everybody's like extroverted tonight.
And they
had
like
amazing
choreographed dances.
We went outside.
You guys told this guy's there?
Yeah. No, probably not, but among them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Top 10%.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure. We felt weird. We went to get a beer. It was really hard to get a beer because there was a lot of people. We eventually got one. We had two. I finished one. I was like, let's get the fuck out of here. So we leave. And as we're crossing the parking lot, there's like this dance group happening, like this literal Step It Up movie.
A flash
like,
mob.
And everyone's like, yeah, you think that's hot? Check this out. You know, it was like one of the, and there's a guy rapping on stage. He was getting involved. And it was like a fucking movie scene. And we're watching this. And we're kind of, you know, under a few beer. And we're like, this is fucking wild that we're here. And a guy comes up beside and he's like, hey, man, you know, what do you do? Whatever, whatever.
He's old like us.
He's old like us. And he's like, I manage those people over there in the group. And we're like, oh, cool, cool. You know, and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, you know, that one right there, he got he was the one who did the do you know the two-step boogie with the cowboy shuffle? And I go, what? And he's like, you're looking at him. and I'm like feast your eyes, you know.
Did you go get his autograph?
And me and Wes were like, don't know who you're pointing to or what you're referring to. I have no idea what's happening here, and we just left. But wait,
what's a two-step boogie? Ari, can you pull it up? Two-step boogie from
the cowboy. Two-step
boogie.
And 2 seconds
before this, Chris goes like this. He goes, I'm really fucking done with the word vibes, right? And then Buddy pulls out his business card after. Vibes.
With a Z.
With a Z.
And he's like, and he goes, I was the first one to do that. And I was like, I just finished saying how I'm sick of people saying, oh, I like the vibes here. I like your vibes. Oh, summer vibes. I'm like,
you don't like vibes?
I'm over it. Change the word now.
Right. Yeah. I use vibes a lot.
Yeah, I know. People use it way too much. That's my problem.
It's good
with
vibes.
It. Yeah, just say something else.
But is it any way somebody uses it?
It means you don't know a better word because you're too dumb. Mm.
So that party had good vibe. Oh, you have a good vibe. Your vibe. Two-step boogie.
Even if you
do
said
two-step, wait, let's see.
Even if you said good vibrations, I would respect you more. I'm just sick of the vibes. So I say it a lot too. I say it a lot too, mind you.
I'm going to keep saying vibes just to annoy Chris.
Yeah, so imagine.
Okay. Yeah, you're looking at him.
You're looking at him, dude.
Like that. Whatever this is, you're looking
that's
at
that's what
him.
We were looking at. That's what he was pointing to and referring to. And we're like, whoa.
And that's not who he was reporting to. So,
yeah.
But we were looking at him somehow. So, anyways, thanks, vibes.
Yeah, thanks, vibes, guy.
Jeff, and where'd you go after? Like, did you guys keep
Party
hopping or
went back to the hotel?
Back to the hotel, did a lot of magic.
The hotel was great because everyone would go there and like it wasn't open to the VidCon ticket holders. So all
not lockdown security. Dude.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of fans.
Your Uber wasn't even allowed to drop you off at the hotel.
Yeah, so like every creator there is just guards down. So we're all just chilling, drinking with cool people and showing them magic tricks.
That's when you guys took your picture with Mr. Beast.
Well, yeah, Jimmy came by then. There was like all sorts of other big YouTubers that we'd met the day before and that night. And
I fucked up. I called him Dr. Beast. I fucked up, man. It was so awkward for me.
Dr. Beast, dude.
I was, Mr. Beast.
Oh, there's an idea.
Yeah. Someone's going to make a mint off that.
Yeah, Dr. Beast. Like, all right.
Well, Dr.
Amputating a homeless person. Let's go. It's Dr. Beast. I'm crazy.
Cut your leg off. You get to keep it.
Yeah.
Win this guy's spleen.
Yeah, we're gonna switch faces. Dr. Beast's a great idea. If you're out there right now, please do Dr. Beast.
Just not near me. But yeah, so doing magic there was great, and you get all these like crazy TikTok reactions, which is nice.
Yeah. They were the magic was great.
You're not being filmed.
It felt good.
It's great.
You know when you guys say Dr. Beast and Mr. Beast, how it's just like one letter difference?
Yeah.
But how one letter and a typo can mean so much.
Yeah.
It made me think of a story. So every year, me and my friends go to Buffalo for the Buffalo Bills game. Okay. And, you know, I'm a social guy. I walk around. I want to get people. And we've been going for like 10 years. We know everybody. And this bartender once saw me do magic. It was going really well. Got her number. And I'm only there once a year. So, like, you know, you got to make your text count, okay? So I met her that year. We get along. I think I don't want to say we made out, but we were close. Hug, like, you know, whatever. So the next year, I don't text her for a year. No, listen, it's good. I don't text her for a year. The next year, we're on the bus to go to Buffalo. Degenerate bus. Everybody's drinking, you know, making out with guys. And no, it's not. So I text her.
That, right?
Can we cut that? I text her. This is the point how one letter makes a huge difference.
Oh, great.
I text her.
You keep moving the couch back. Stop that.
Do I?
Yeah, you're probably out of frame. Is he out of frame yet?
Okay, all right.
So I text her. Hey, what are you doing tonight? Let's fuck shit up. But when I really came out. One letter. Let's fuck tonight. Shut up.
Let's go.
One little letter. Dr. Beast, Mr. Beast.
Let's fuck tonight. Shut up.
Oh, no.
She never replied. I ended up alone at that Holiday Inn.
Oh, my God.
That's so good.
One little letter. It's crazy, right? Like how one little letter could be such a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh fuck!
I got a little game here for us, boys. If you like,
what's that? Oh sure.
I got a little game. So do you guys know about? Already you know about this? Like a gaggle of geese. You know a gaggle of geese.
Yes. And okay, like I'm good at this. I'm
like
good at
this. Like a herd of
turtles.
A horde of zombies.
Yeah.
Everything has a thing, right? Like what is it? What is it for flamingos? Artie, what is it for flamingos?
Group,
name for a group of flamingos.
Artie hates this new screen because he actually has to work now. Huh? He has to put stuff up.
Every animal has one of these. And I'd like to imagine
every animal has a different one?
Mm-hmm. In English. Every animal. Like a flamboyance. Look, a flamboyance of flamingos.
That's right.
That's so weird. So,
exactly.
So somebody somewhere had the job, I believe the same person, had the job of creating these adjectives.
Okay, wait. You think it's the same
whatever.
Person
Chris, this is, well, this is such a good stand-up bit.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
And so, slide in a bit. What are the...
That's why I'm fucking trying to move the fucking couch. Go.
So I want to know, if we invented some, what would they be?
Yeah.
That's
so instead of gaggle of geese, let's start easy. Construction workers.
A holler.
A holler.
A growler.
A holler, dude.
For sure a holler.
A growler. Because you're catcalling?
Thank you. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks
for, you know?
That's all a holler.
You know mansplaining
sure.
us? Mimes.
Huh?
Mimes. A mute. A silence.
A mute
of mimes.
A shuster.
Oh, that's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. How about magicians?
A glitter. A glitter magician.
Yes. Wait, one each for magicians. One each.
A force. A force of magicians.
That's pretty good.
Might have nothing.
All right. How about YouTubers?
Coming compilation.
A compilation of YouTube. A collab? A collab?
You know, a collab.
A collab of YouTubers.
So that's one thing about these guys. You know, these guys are my best friends. I've known them forever. You guys are so good at riffing.
No, we rehearsed this before you got here.
Did you?
Yeah, just to make you look like shit, honestly.
I'm so bad.
Priests. A touch.
A pervert,
priest.
A pervert, a priest.
A pervert, a priest.
A conglomeration.
A conglomeration. A fucking
right.
A fist. A fist of priests. A finger of priests.
It's so hard. Oh,
God. Homeless people. A house,
a cloud,
a house of homeless, a house of home, a home of home, a house of homeless,
a camping,
a camp, a camping, a camp of homeless.
I mean, that
people.
Is what they call
That's
it.
That's a good one.
That one hurts. Right?
That is what they call it.
That's exactly right. It's a homeless camp.
Abortion doctors.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. What, let's see. A murder. No, that's,
no,
a,
that's
crow.
A crow.
Yeah.
Murder of crows.
Yeah, right.
Wait, abortion doctors.
Mm.
Serial killers.
A serial killer of
a serial killer. Yeah, yeah. No,
I mean,
no.
Outlaws? Because mm-hmm. they're an outlaw of abortion doctors. Because they're not allowed to do it anymore. That's not as funny.
A hanger.
That's really funny. That's really funny. A hanger. Yeah. No.
A hanger of abortion doctors.
Eric's not sure he's going to watch this.
I really want to get a good one. I really want to get a good one.
A hanger's good.
I got nothing.
A hanger's good on so many levels. I mean,
crackheads.
Crackheads,
a scutter, a skitter, a shutter, a shutter of crackheads, a skitter of crackheads.
Oh yeah,
a rock formation,
a score,
like a desert. Oh,
man. Hookers
and plot.
A plot.
Plot. Well, very funny. Niche.
I'd say
wait, what are you
an expense?
About
no,
a disease.
A disease. A bush.
Mm.
Maybe. A divorce. I don't know.
A froth. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Pimps.
You have, how many of these do you have?
A few. I wrote them down.
I don't know. A cane? A cane of pimps?
A cane of pimps. Yes.
A cane of pimps.
Yeah. A goblet of pimps. Child laborers.
An iPhone. An iPhone.
A kindergarten of
Yeah. A shoe store.
A shoe. Yeah, just a shoe. A shoe of child laborers.
Yeah.
We shouldn't laugh about child
Bangladeshians.
Labor.
No, what do you call that's what it is. Yeah, shoe labor.
That's the one.
What
yeah,
do I,
that's
why,
the one. That's
why
the
do
one.
I have to share a camera with him? I got the close-up with this guy. Can we get it out of a different Red angle?
That's me. Where they make shoes.
Focus on that.
Bangladesh.
Pedophiles.
Oh.
A touch. Same goes for priests.
Yeah.
A touch of pedophiles.
Yeah, a mustache of pedophiles.
A mustache of pedophiles.
A van? No.
The comments
a van
be
of pedophiles.
The comments are going to be filled with ones that are way better than ours.
Yeah, for sure. If you got better ones.
Yeah, please.
For anything we've named, absolutely.
Let's go.
Okay, one last one. One last one. Pick one last one.
That's it.
Great.
That was the last one.
Wait, what was the last one?
Pedophiles. Eric's been notoriously terrible at this game.
Yeah. I'm so bad at it.
Yeah, I can't wait till he says something else. Obscure. Let's go.
I'm so bad at it.
Of pedophiles.
Epstein Island? I don't know.
An island?
Actually,
there you go.
Funny.
An island's pretty funny.
Island.
A jet?
Funny. A jet, yeah.
I don't know.
That
was a fun game.
Let's do some Glenn Murray. We're almost halfway.
All right, let's go.
Let's go.
All right, I'm going to ask a Patreon question.
Yes, get it out.
Because we got... Don't touch me. Sorry for peeking the mic, Artie. All right. All people sent Patreons. I'm not going to get them all, but I'll give you some... this one says theories.
Who's
of the,
from?
This one is from Justo Hernandez, and it says theories of the third kind collab. Doubtful since they don't do guests.
Right.
That's easy to answer that one.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still going to be fans because they're dope.
Yeah.
Can you present the crew behind the scenes? Well, we could show you a picture, Artie.
Arthur!
Yes, let's go.
Artie, you pick your favorite photo.
Wait, no, Google your own name, see what comes up. Just show them that.
Actually, that's exactly right.
Oh, he's so nervous right now.
Yeah.
Google yourself.
No, just write Art. No, write your full name. Get your Facebook profile up there, buddy. You know what?
All right, here's a real one we can actually answer here. We get this one a lot, but I think it's worth going around to be there.
Artie.
Don't.
He's not going to.
Okay, there you go.
Let him Google his own name. It's good. This one's what would you do if you couldn't do this, if you couldn't do the job you're doing? And I want to take it one further. I want to say you got to get out of entertainment altogether.
I'd be pretending I'm podcasting, according to my, you know, my spouse. I'd be like, yeah, got to go podcast. Anyways, there it is. There's Arthur.
That's Arthur.
This is the guy.
There he is.
That's an obituary picture. It says obituary right under it.
Kenneth Arthur. Arthur Thorburn,
you
really.
You have Archibald Thorburn.
That's not bad. That's actually very close to what you look like.
This one?
Yeah. That's actually you. That's you in like 5 years.
Are you
the
one who edits the podcast, Artie?
Yeah.
He's editing
put
now.
Put a picture of yourself up on there. Come on.
Throw your favorite one. I saw the
Let's
one
go.
You posted.
I downloaded it.
Put a dick pic up.
People want to see you.
You're basically Jason Momoa. Throw that up there.
Eric Thorburn, Death Notice. All these people are dead.
Eric, what would you do?
You're Googling dead.
You got to get out of entertainment.
Arthur's.
You guys are going to laugh at me?
No, I won't.
You will laugh at me.
I won't.
You know, magic.
Seniors, possible related to senior citizens.
He died in 241. You know, magic's has been my only passion. It's been my only job since I was a kid. My second passion is video editing. I swear to you.
Oh, yeah, you obsess over your fucking videos.
I swear to you. It is. Not that I'm good at it. Not that I took the time to learn it. I just fucking love it. I really love how it is. Or I would be working with animals. I just love animals so much.
In what capacity would you do that?
What's that? I don't know. I just love animals.
Who's that?
Jeff, my drug dealer.
Don't answer.
Okay. Also, don't say drug dealer on a podcast. You're going to be like, cut that out
later. It's not my drug dealer. Oh, okay. It's my friend.
It's the one who sells him Cialis.
okay. I'm so confused.
What would you do, Chris?
If I would act. I think I would go into acting.
No, but I'm saying you got to get out of entertainment. Just
out
for
of entertainment?
Fun. Because I would say the same thing, but you gotta get out of entertainment.
A lot of people said I would be a salesman.
I think I'd be an engineer.
I'd be a photographer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or, or videographer.
No,
is that the same thing I do?
That's a fair answer.
Yeah, but it's what I already do, kind of, right?
Yeah.
So maybe not.
Yeah, maybe that's not fair. I would go full engineer. Really would.
Engineer, huh?
Yeah. Full on. I'm horny for it.
I'd probably go in sales.
Yeah, that's what you were doing before, basically. Yeah. You're good at it.
Yeah, I'd go into sales, I guess. You
know, people told me all my life I should go
into sales.
Just because
I get to work with people. I like people.
I'm so bad at it.
Mm.
I'm so bad at faking. I'm so bad at faking.
Yeah. Yeah, you are a bit on the spectrum with that in a good way.
It's true.
In the way of like, you never have a social awkwardness because you're never being anything other than yourself, which is great, but you don't know how.
Yeah.
You don't know how to lie.
Yeah.
You don't know how to be anything other than yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Which is a great
only on dates.
Which is a great thing to have, but it does.
You're right. I can't be that.
They're like, Eric, you're selling record amounts to all the female people, like all the female bosses. Like, I lie to women every day.
Right. I could never. I don't know why. Yeah.
We got another question from the person that made this.
Yeah.
She asked...
what's your name?
Good.
Say the name. Say the name.
I don't know how to...
Try.
Already look it up. No, we'll the cup.
I don't know how to pronounce names, man.
I'll do it.
Gutsi Muck?
Let's see.
Gutsi Muck? I don't know.
Gutsi Muck.
There you go. That was well pronounced.
Gutsi Muck.
So anyways, she said, is there anything you wish you were better at in your life?
Eric. Yeah.
Don't start with me.
At speaking Japanese. I wish I was better at that.
Yeah.
That's an easy answer. We'll come around to you again.
Like
you?
You say guitar. You're such a basic Japanese, white bitch. Okay.
I wish I was better at... I wish I was better at being more efficient with my days. Like, I feel like I work every day.
Wes, shut the hell up. You're the most efficient person.
Arthur.
Get out of here. Both of your answers were bullshit.
All right, what's yours?
No, that's so stupid. I wish.
That's fucking perfect.
But now you have his full name.
I drew that.
That was supposed to be me.
But that's his full name. You can go check him on Facebook.
No, but he can blur it later if he wants.
Yeah.
You can't even see it on the screen.
There you go.
Okay, guys, both of your answers? Bullshit.
What's yours then? What do you wish
mine
you
would be? I wish I had
making
a better
girl squirt?
I wish I had a better sense of direction, and I wish I had
like actual direction. Have that.
We already geographically.
We already have.
Oh,
that.
Yeah,
Chris, like that's done. West, that's north type thing, or sense of direction in life.
Okay, let's test something. I'm going to count to three, and I want you guys to point where south is. One, two, three. See? Okay, fuck. All right, my bad. So I wish I had a better sense of direction. I had no idea.
We both live here.
And I
you
wish
are
I
in
could...
a bunker, though, to be fair. Like, it's kind of hard to figure out where you
no,
are.
No, you guys both pointed. You know.
Yeah, we I live don't. Here.
Eric could be outside with the sun shining.
Oh, yeah.
At 6 in the morning.
Yes.
Like, which way is west? And I don't even think you figured out with the sun as a hint. He will not figure it out.
But you know the land of the rising sun?
Do you know the land
of the rising
which
sun? That's
the sun
what I always remember.
West. I know that.
Okay. And cowboys, they're always off into the...
What's that?
The cowboys in the wild west, they're always riding into the sunset.
Yeah, but in the west.
Remember, right, where the sun sets.
Remember
the land of the rising sun in the east.
Okay, but Chris, does that mean?
So the sun's there and it's morning, it's east.
Chris... I think
you guys have to go through this once
no,
a week for an
this
hour.
This is amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Chris, I always think of City Slickers. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal's riding the thing, and he's like, fucking, they're all dunces riding out in the middle of the Wild West. And he goes, there's something about the sunset in the east. And the guy goes, what? He's like, well, we're way out west, so we're past where the sun sets. And then Billy Crystal starts going, you can't be past where the sun sets. And that's how I always remembered it as a kid.
Yeah.
Sunsets in the west.
Mm.
Boom.
So
I love it.
Sense of direction.
Makes sense.
And the second thing is, like, it's really because I'm not an intelligent person. I can't talk about politics or world issues. No matter, even if I know about a subject, if someone's asking me about it, I'm like, I'll say what I know and then, fuck, it's done. You guys know. I sit around you guys all these nights and I just can't seem to talk about it. And for me, it's a little bit of a, like, you know, a jab because an intelligent...
You feel slow.
Yeah, because politics and world issues are huge. That's all you should know about.
Yeah.
And for me, sense of direction, even if I've traveled all
over the world. I hear you, but there are people out there that know all about politics who would give their left nut and that ability to be able to talk to people the way you do.
Right.
And they
couldn't
they couldn't just stop smoking weed and instantly be able to talk to them. Yeah. You could stop smoking weed
and remember shit.
No problem. It's like, man, I'm just so slow with these people today.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
Do you guys think this is what you guys really look like?
Yeah, no, I have a beard.
I don't know why we did it backwards forever. It's just wrong. It's just wrong.
Artie, for the next one, can we have him
speak? Hey, should we take a break and take part two? I gotta piss.
I gotta smoke a joint.
Let's go.
Let's go. Just have two stories today. All right, go ahead.
He said, if you heard it, don't stop me. He said, he has two stories today.
I erased part of your name there, Eric, and I don't feel bad about it. Holy shit.
All right, so
it's still pronounced the exact same way.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I went back.
Oh,
I went back in.
It's still pronounced the exact same way.
What?
I accidentally relate.
Dude, I can erase all the vowels and the C.
Your name's still LeClaire?
And it's still LeClaire.
You know, it's funny. I actually got my new intro cards reprinted.
Phonetically?
Hey, put the mic close to your face because else we can't hear you.
Move this side.
And move that way.
Pull this
stop
up.
Stop being weird. No, move close to West.
Move this. Come in here.
And go in there. There you go.
T-ball?
Right.
Art, yeah.
Put your erection away. Jesus Christ. Why would you take another pill when we went outside?
He's like addicted.
Seattle's almost wore off. Here's the bite.
Yeah, I'm addicted to boners.
He's blue chewed up.
Smells like pot in here.
Imagine we had to do an intervention one day.
My friends had an
Eric
intervention
and with
me.
About your Viagra intake? Don't tell the rest of the story if you don't want to. I don't know what's going to happen right now.
This is an intervention. It's a very elaborate intervention.
It's finally not about me, which feels so good.
Right?
No, when it's at you, it alone.
You know what? Meeting Mike Ward set us about 3 years back, though, in his intervention.
What's
dude,
that?
Mike Ward is the most successful comedian I've ever had the pleasure of hanging out with, and he drinks more than me, and Chris saw a light bulb go off in my head, being
I've never seen Mike Ward glowing. He was glowing all night when he saw Mike Ward because Mike is a pro. Mike, he'll drink, but he'll get all his shit done. He'll get up on stage. He'll do all the things.
I do all my stuff.
He's you know, a perfect specimen of somebody who can handle their drink. And then, you know, I've always been teasing Wes about, hey, we're going to give you an intervention. And then I see Wes and Mike hanging out. And I see Wes counting Mike's beers.
What are you doing?
Looking at
the fuck with my mic, bro. Jesus.
Looking back at me, being like, I'm like, oh, like, no, this is no good. This sets our intervention back a few years.
Well, Mike Ward can sound better at 15 beers than I can at 3. So I think that's part of the problem. But
yeah, you sound drunk sober.
But if I keep working at it, I can get to his level.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Nope, wrong goal.
Well, no, I'm just having... I was having images of you on Kilimanjaro vlogging, and I was like, is this guy drunk on Kilimanjaro? Why can't he get his words out?
They're so mad.
I'm such a mess.
Yes.
I'm going to put it on Instagram.
Do you say you're going to put it on Instagram?
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard. I'm going to put it on Instagram. He runs away, leaves his phone on the couch.
Oh, this is one of those stores that only has one size of everything.
What size is that?
Yo, you guys are
Is that your real body?
You guys are wrong. You guys are wrong about that. Let's keep talking about it.
No. We're good. Okay, we don't need to see your body.
You look
better. And go. No, we're still going. We're not. It doesn't. This isn't a YouTube video.
Oh.
You don't get to edit it.
It's nice. This is nice, guys.
It is nice.
Thanks. I'm honored that I'm on this 100th episode.
Yeah, buddy.
But we couldn't find anyone more famous.
Or available.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have Alex on too, but he had some things to do as well.
Yeah.
Baldwin? And we literally, we had five people on the podcast once, and it was,
I saw that.
I think three is max because we got the two seater.
You guys had three on this couch,
which was too much because they're sharing
and then
a mic.
Where was the other one?
I was here.
And I was there. In the other
and he was
chair.
Here. We had two
you
chairs
were kneeling?
Here.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He was on the ground.
Okay.
He was coming in through Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Trusty old Joe Rogan, who we've
is
used
that
once.
Does it still work?
It works.
It works.
You're not happy with
there are better ways to do it.
Right. Yeah,
but
it was. If we did it right away, a lot it would have been okay.
Yeah,
maybe
we were a little late.
But we were a little late. We fudged it up a little bit. Yeah. Fudged it up. I don't want to swear on this podcast.
Hey, he's still
fudged it up.
Yeah, definitely don't swear. Yeah,
definitely don't want to fudged it up, boys.
Thank you. A lot of anyways. Mormons listening.
Yeah,
I love Mormons. They changed my life.
Mormons are great. My whole managing team
loves Mormons.
They're all Mormons.
Oh, that makes sense.
All of them. Every single one of them. They're all in Utah.
Are you religious? I'm Catholic. I don't practice. I go to church every Christmas.
You're Catholic in the anal sense version. That's the only way.
Mary wasn't a virgin if you don't count anal. So I love the Mormon. So they bought my show Tricked. Uh-huh. And they saved my life. And so I went to Utah a few times. And it's such a wholesome religion.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
They try and be cool on the side, but like when it's time to, I guess like any
It's
religion.
A lot of business
yeah.
and outdoor activities
yeah.
is what it is. Like
yeah.
a lot of family, hikes,
yeah.
and making money. Yeah.
And that fucking sick ass play, I saw it twice. Book of Mormon? Bro, it's so good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I've never seen it.
It's amazing. Yeah. And the Mormon church is the greatest thing I've ever heard of.
Because they update their shit, eh? Every year. They have like updates and meetings and like, this is now a loophole. You're now allowed to soak. Or whatever it is, right?
But the Book of Mormon, though, when the Book of Mormon comes out, it's a huge success. It's all just ripping on Mormons. And they literally endorsed it. And they put a huge ad campaign behind it as
wow.
a church saying, go see the Book of Mormon because it promotes, it spreads the word of our faith. And because they owned it, you couldn't shit on them. It's like, yeah. oh, when someone burns you, if you take
but
it,
exactly.
it lessened it.
Yeah.
They were so smart about
you're right,
it.
You're right.
I fucking was so
right.
Soaking, also known as marinating or floating, a sexual practice of inserting the penis in the vagina, but not subsequently thrusting.
Yeah, I've heard
reportedly
this.
Used by Mormons. Yeah.
How do I do this too, I think. How do I?
A video about soaking Mormons. On TikTok. What the fuck?
I wish Ooh, I could.
Right there. This is a video about soaking on TikTok.
Have you soaked, Eric? Have you soaked?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways,
he doesn't want to burn any Mormon bridges.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Every day it was so funny, Eric, because when he was working, he had a TV show which was owned by BYU,
and
which is their
YTV, then BYU,
which is BYU is their own network.
Yeah.
Is the Mormons' own network that goes out to Mormon households and everything else. But it's absolutely massive.
Yeah. And what's really interesting is the whole Mormon community, it's Brigham Young University. And the whole Mormon community, they only have, well, they can watch anything they want, but really only have one channel.
Yeah.
And whoever their God, you know that Mormonism is one of the only religions where the God or the leader is still alive?
John Smith, is it, or whatever?
I don't know. I don't.
What is it? It's
this
not
is part
John
of the
Smith.
You were talking about earlier
about
John
you
Doe.
Cap out at a certain
John
point
Smith,
in the conversation
isn't it?
You know something about you can't contribute in the way you'd like to.
Yeah, I just know that's, a little bit here and there.
Yeah. He's definitely
don't know that. No, but it's John Smith, isn't it? In the book, with the
I forget what was the one.
The name of their god or their
what was I saying?
You said this
deity.
Deity.
LDS. Really did? Yeah, LDS, Latter Day Saints. Yo, and when so I spent like you know a few weeks in Utah, Salt Lake.
Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith. There you
go.
Go.
John Doe.
Yeah. he was the founder.
You missed about 140 years.
Of what we're saying.
Yeah, he's a founder.
Okay. So, wait, okay.
Was well, an American religious say, leader and founder of Mormonism and the Latter-day Saint movement. Do you remember the
100.
Do you remember the TV commercials of the Latter-day Saints?
Yeah.
Latter-day Saints. Wow, flashback. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
By the Church, by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, I know, I just unlocked a core memory.
Wow. I love, you know, I've been telling my friends, I haven't really found the right way to say this.
Vibes.
But I've been telling my friends, there's nothing more special to me in the last few years than being reminded or thinking of a memory that happened to me when I was a kid. Fine, that happens to our life. But the oldest one. I'm like, wait, was that before I've ever heard the Church of Latter-day Saints, you know, commercial?
No idea what you're talking about.
What's that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm waiting to catch up also.
All I'm just, that fucking case gave me a lot of edibles. I'm like 45 milligrams of edibles. No, but a little pleasure in my life right now. What? I'm being serious, guys. Do you want me to fucking go or what?
No, we love it. Right, this is
so
great.
One of my
I'm looking at the audience.
One of my guilty pleasures, okay, for the past few years is when a memory from my childhood pops in my head, but it's one of the oldest ones I can remember. What is the oldest memory?
Whatever you guys are going to say,
it's not going to be a real answer. It's going to be the last time you thought of that memory.
Totally.
Because every time you think of a memory, every time you have a story from your childhood, you're saying it, but really you're remembering the last 12-30 times you said it, and you're adding details, and now it's just changed.
So that doesn't go for, that goes for anything. It goes for even a story you tell all the time to your friends.
Yeah, well, you're notorious. You lie at all your stories, Wes.
No, I've just told them so many
you
times.
You lie at all your fucking stories. Well, Eric,
I'm gonna enlighten you here. I've told my story so many times, I can tell when I'm losing the audience. You don't have no skill for that, apparently.
Right.
Or else you would have changed everything you just said.
Yeah.
I know when I'm losing them, so I keep them along for the ride. They gotta get to the punchline.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
No, but
I was the oldest memory you've had.
No, but I was. Isn't that the same as that you edit? You edit as you
I
go.
Was,
you edit as you go. Yes. Okay. So there's the best possible entertaining story, uh-huh. And there's what's the really your oldest memory that you know.
My point is they're both false. Like you just said, it's not actually what happened. Mm. It's your best memory of it. So I'm saying what I'm doing is the entertaining version of it. What you're doing is just you're just lazy and your brain does it automatically.
No, because I'm not telling a story. I'm trying to feel inside.
But they're both as accurate. So I'm saying I'll do my way because it's much better for everybody.
Mm.
I remember every day there was a sandbox outside, and I remember every day sluicing the sandbox for like the bigger rocks. So, you know, shucking them in this sort of grid. And I would do that every day for no reason, sit in the sandbox, and I would collect these bigger rocks, right? That were just whatever. And I would just like do that all day. But then one day I remember going in there and it was filled with earwigs, and I was never so devastated in my life.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an early
memory. How old do you think?
Sorry.
Think your sandbox. Think of, you know, you have to...
Pre-K?
Four or five,
yeah. Hmm. There's probably an earlier memory. You're probably right. I'm going to think one day, I'm going to be like, that's the earliest one. Yeah, but that's the earliest one I can remember.
And then when you meet some people from high school, like I went to a 20-year graduation high school. What? High school graduation, 20 years. And somebody told
reunion.
Me something.
Reunion.
I saw some vibes people. We were all in the same vicinity, and we all went to school together about 20 years ago. And somebody told me, if you want me to fucking... Are we children here? Are we 6 years old? Do you want me to clarify? Okay, so, but somebody told me something. I don't even remember what it was. Uh-huh. She told me something. Hey, do you remember when? And brought me, it gave me a different serotonin or a different feeling that I've gotten. And you know, when somebody tells you something,
dude, this is what Cosby said at his trial. They were telling him, he was like, oh, I forgot about that. And he was like, oh, good.
Cosby.
Oh man, that joke would play so well Sydney. In a live room.
Sidney Cosby.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
Shit, I was looking for Cosby. Hockey players.
Oh, I would have killed in the room.
I was looking for Chris. You're so
you guys
good.
Sucked
These
at
guys
that
are
one.
So good. I don't belong here, man.
All right, so what happened?
What?
You had a memory that hurt your heart.
What was the memory?
What are you guys talking about?
Never mind.
Well, I remember all of my early memories.
Let's play the game. Who's questions?
My early memories are of my mom coming and going because my parents were divorced.
Same.
No, and like, no.
I mean, memory is your mom.
Just 50% of your memory. I don't have a memory of her going.
Leave it. That, well, they're good. Oh, fuck. Oh, that's
okay,
really
good. Your mom's coming.
No, I was coming a lot.
Yeah, and we're all there.
Like, why? Yeah.
We're all there, remember?
We had to clap. I'm like, yeah. Why are we clapping? I don't understand.
Half Moon was there, he's filming it.
Yeah. I'm so hard.
Like, do it again. It was just because of the divorce. My mom would like come over to my dad's and then leave because she would like take care of us when he's at work and all this stuff. And my mom might hear this and think in a negative way. It wasn't a negative way. It's just that's my memory of like, oh, mom's here. When I wake up, oh, and then she has to go to where she lives. Mm. And there's that whole thing. And that's all. This is like so many of my early memories. 3 years old, 2.5, 4, whatever. All those like fragments of things. That's all that. I don't have any real other memories and for years. Until I'm four or five.
I have this thing inside of me that I think I remember a park day with my parents. And I'm in a crib around me. Whoa. And I see trees. But that's way too young. The real, I've talked to this with my family at Christmas. It's a nice game, by the way, to play with your family at Christmas. Who has the earliest memory in their head? And my aunt brought me for swimming lessons when I was, I don't know, when do you learn to swim? 6, 5, 6, 7, 8?
Mm. Way younger than that.
3?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope it's 3 or 4. Anyways,
swimming
whatever.
Wasn't hard for me. It was getting out of the potato bag.
I'd tie the brick. So I remember once the swimming instructor was holding me like this, you know, and I hope it's 3, 4, 5, or 6, whatever. She's holding me. She's like, Eric, there's Superman. If you look, the point of the lesson was to open your eyes underwater that day. You had to open your eyes underwater. And she's like, Eric, the swimming lesson, there's Superman under the water. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I see my aunt go, Smurfs, Smurfs, Smurfs.
Were you on acid?
I wake up and I'm allowing everybody. Okay. So she goes, Smurfs. No, but here's the point. So the point is, she's like, Smurf. So the instructor goes, oh no, there's Smurf under the water. And I'm like, oh, what? There's Smurfs? And I go down, I open up. Like, there's no Smurfs. You lied to me. And it was the first time I pointed my finger in my aunt's face. I think that was my earliest memory.
Oh, she wanted you to open your eyes under the water.
You lied to me.
She's trying to teach you how to open your eyes under the water.
Yeah, and the instructor who knows nothing about me says, Superman. I don't give a fuck about Superman. And I see my aunt go, Smurfs. And she goes, oh, there's Smurfs underwater. And I saw this ruse.
Yeah, my earlier memory. Yeah.
You have an earlier memory?
No, I remember getting thrown in the rapids.
Fuck you.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's how I learned how to swim.
No.
But with I life jackets.
That's how your dad taught himself CPR.
Listen. It was 2 for 1.
I think it's a John Mulaney joke. I think.
Yeah, no, he used to throw my older brother, who's 5 years older. And so at the time, he was probably 10, 9, 10, in the river, in the rapids. Sorry. He didn't know how to swim yet. And that's how he learned how to swim.
Fuck.
And he was crying. And it's funny. We got pictures and everything of him as a kid being like, Nowadays, you'd be like, oh my God. And back then, it was like, that's the only thing.
That was a total viable option. Right. It's like,
threw him in the rapids behind our house. And where we were staying, and then I'd get thrown in as well with a life jacket, to which I thought, what are you trying to teach me?
Don't be afraid of the water.
You know what I mean?
Trust in manufacturing?
Yeah, exactly. I think you're just taking something out on me at this point. I think you just had a bad day at work, and you just wanted to throw the smallest thing the furthest you could, you know?
You guys didn't own any dishes?
But I distinctly remember going underwater, seeing this white bubbles, like, and all I see is like this like bright red and orange like life jacket crawling out my face. You know, I remember seeing that, and that's an early memory. I think I know why that sticks with me now. I think I know why I remember that, because why wouldn't you? Yeah. How could you forget that?
I fell into rapids once when I was 14, and this is like took me hours to get back to where we were at.
Yeah.
Literally took off my clothes.
No.
Because I was like, I'm going to cross this river.
It's crazy.
And I'm like, I'll just take off all my clothes and carry them over my head and just go across this thing. Well, I get halfway and the water's much more powerful than my 14-year-old self. And my clothes are gone. And I go, whoo, and I remember just like fighting for my life, trying to grab anything I could. I grab the side of a rock. I'm like, oh, thank God. I look up. I'm on the other side of the river now. And I'm like, oh, no.
No clothes.
No clothes. And I'm like, I can't go back. I can't cross this river again. I'll fucking die. So now I'm on the wrong side. So I start walking for miles until I get to a bridge.
How old were you?
14. And then I go up and I climb up onto the bridge. I walk across the bridge. It's a highway with cars and stuff. I'm just a 14-year-old walking down the fucking road. Oh, my God.
That's a good way to hitch a ride.
Did you see anything? Did you, and like,
No, I don't think I was that close to death. I was like still
because you know my dad's best friend lived with us for a couple years when he was going through hard times, and he was the realest guy, no bullshit. Like he like you know
real name, no gimmicks.
Obi Trice, real name, no gimmicks. So he was real. And once he told me that he fell off a boat, and he's like, Eric, I know you're not gonna believe me, but I saw God. And he was not the type of person to do that. We were like, Whoa. He was like the opposite of that. And in my head, I'm like, Mike, I like know you and trust you and feel you more than anything. And
he's
like,
hey, is your uncle? He's your uncle, right?
Here we go.
Uncle Mike?
All right. So you feel Uncle Mike more than anything. Carry on.
What's that?
You feel Uncle Mike more than anything.
But no.
Hey, shout out to Uncle Mike and D Block.
Mike, I love you, buddy. Thanks for all the lessons.
Yeah, he's gem pop now.
Talking about Mike, I can't. Everything else is super dirty. nothing like, oh, Mike, I love you.
They're going to have to move him into SAG after this episode.
Clack.
All right. We're not clapping.
I got a good story for guys.
Well, keep going with the fucking story.
Yeah, keep going. But
you're talking about Uncle Mike.
Yeah. So you, Uncle Mike, got really close.
You guys were saying you saw God, you saw light.
No, but
or whatever.
So you said, Uncle Mike, I know you. I just don't believe you.
My whole life was like, there's no way. Yeah. And he says, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I saw, and he died a few years later.
So I had friends.
That's the end of the story.
Sounds to me like he saw too much.
That's the end. But like,
saw something he wasn't supposed to see.
I've had friends. I try best friends in university. And I sit down with their family at dinner, and they're religious. I've known them for years, like best fucking friends. Mm. And his dad stood there and told me that he was in a huge car accident, and he saw one of the guys in the middle of the road get lifted up by a spirit and brought 100 yards to the side of the road and set back down.
And this guy, he was in a kook.
No, not at all. Not at all. What? And I'm just like, I can't believe that. I'm actually more likely to believe it now. Even though I'm further from any kind of religion.
Yeah.
But I'm like more likely to believe
more
it now.
Inclined to be like, oh, there might be a possibility of something weird.
Yeah, but like back then I was like, hey man, I'm just like, if you're trying to get me to closer to your religion, you put me further away.
So imagine he was telling the truth.
Well, I know. And that's the thing. Everything about this guy means he was telling the truth.
Whoa, weird.
That is the one example.
Yeah. He's the Bob Lazar of Holy Ghost.
That's where I was going through.
Exactly.
That.
That's what I want.
Uncle Mike.
That's
is like,
I want you to get
he never lies.
He's the Bob Lazar of ghosts. He's just like, I have no reason to lie.
If you guys don't know about Lazy Bob, go look him up. We got some new subs here that don't know.
Yeah, Bob Lazar. We're going to have him on soon.
Mm. Hey, guys.
We're announcing that.
If you guys like this podcast, tell three friends, you know? No, for real, though.
Why'd you hold up two fingers?
Time.
You literally held up two fingers.
Not with this. That's how they do it in English.
Tell three friends,
baby.
but only on the East Coast.
What's the German three? I don't know how they do it in Tarantino's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what got him killed.
Yeah.
As a kid, all my relatives do this, right?
No.
All of them. I've never.
One, another one.
They count with the thumb.
Yeah.
Right? They go one, two, three.
I like going this way. Like a magician, you open your hand.
Oh, that's weird.
One, two, three, four, five.
Who starts here?
This in Turkey.
In England, too.
In Turkey? Go fuck your mom.
Like it's worse. And you go like this. You have to go.
Okay, we learned something in Turkey. I don't know if you guys saw the Turkey video. So in Turkey, this is fuck you.
Whoa.
Okay?
I got your nose?
Yeah, over here. It's
okay.
Got your nose.
Okay, so what's fuck you here? Show fuck you
I
here.
I do this to a kid all the time.
Show fuck you here.
Yeah.
This is fuck you. How do you want to say fuck you for real? You go.
Yeah.
Right? Show me your most aggressive finger. No, like this.
Oh, like the for sure.
Yeah. You with your face. He flexes.
Oh, so I see that a lot. Yeah, what the fuck's that about?
It's like a rapper Eminem thing. But feedback. In Turkey, so it's, you can't do this more aggressively. So you know what they do? They go
up your ass.
Oh, they make a little pop.
Oh, fuck.
Like a little pop.
They go.
Like, oh yeah.
And it goes loud.
Yeah,
the louder.
What's happening?
The louder you can do it.
For you audio listeners, you guys are missing out this week.
So Eric is air fisting himself, and that's the sound you're hearing. Yeah. And don't touch me with those.
It was getting less and less. It was getting less and less loud the more he lubricated his arm. Did you notice?
I just did that perfectly.
He was just licking his arm for no reason, really.
I did that perfectly.
A couple of Pink Whitneys.
Hi, boys. Hey, I'm really proud of you guys.
We're gonna be on Barstool Sports soon. Let's be good.
Hey, yeah.
Congratulations,
Portman's coming on. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.
Hmm. That's easy.
Yeah, it always tastes better than you think it will.
I love that shit, man. It's pink. It adds to my flavor.
Okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. Pink adds to the your IC adds to the flavor things.
I just think when I see it, I think sugar. I always say,
right,
I'm not
no, that
fan.
Is what that tells you with the eyes for sure. Maybe that's why it always goes down so easy. But like,
yeah, blue, pink, like anything that's not just like brown or clear.
Because I told you I ate one time at the dark room in Vancouver. It's probably gone now, but it was pitch black eating and completely blind servers, blind waiters, everything. And so you can't see shit in there.
Mm-hmm. So can't you just leave without them knowing?
No, probably.
Can't you just sneak the fuck out? They didn't see your face.
Well, bro, you would have no way of getting out.
Right?
I wouldn't know where to go.
Yeah, but you just ask someone.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the exit? Sure. And they're like, follow me. And you're like, cool.
Yeah.
See ya.
Do you guys...
Do you guys
has no one ever thought of that?
Hold on. Do you guys know how to sell a chicken to a deaf man?
Let's go.
Want to buy a chicken? Sorry, go ahead. You're in the fucking...
I don't know.
Definitely didn't hear it, though.
What?
That's He's deaf. Funny.
No.
Well, partially.
Let me do it again.
Hard of hearing.
No, don't.
Go ahead. All I'm saying is the food tastes like shit because you can see it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Right back to
really? I had the opposite experience. Oh. I love going to Au Noir in Montreal. We drive.
Yeah.
It's a great day spot. 3 times. Amazing. No? Yeah. You don't agree?
Oh, no.
Dude, I would never pay. What are you talking about?
I couldn't tell if I was eating.
They can't. They don't even know you're there.
I couldn't tell anything. I know if you're blind, your senses probably get heightened.
Dude, fuck that. Like, I'm going to this place.
Day, no, you couldn't do it.
I'm going to this place. I'm just going to walk around and grab things off people's plates.
You won't be able to, dude. You're going to burn your hand.
No, I'll walk around.
You're going to burn your hand. I don't
I'll
know
grab things out of people's plates.
There's no, you won't.
This is it.
Unless you go with night vision.
Au Noir's a restaurant that all the waiters are blind.
Yeah.
So here in Montreal, they're all
blind. But the lights are off also. Yeah.
But in,
so they don't
in
need
Vegas,
blind waiters, but I get the premise.
No, they're way better at it, man. Way better.
When the lights are off?
In Vegas and the other restaurants, they wear...
Blind people are better when the lights are off than people that can see.
Of course. Chris.
Hold on.
In Vegas, yes.
Blind people don't need the lights off.
That's why they're better at it than people that can see.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that they're better at it with the lights off.
No, but in a certain space. Chris, in Montreal.
Never mind.
Sorry.
You could pull, huh? You could just kind of give it around.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So in Montreal, they're all blind. That's what makes the experience a little heightened. In Vegas, they wear these glasses.
Oh, yeah.
And no matter what, if there's alternate... There's a little glare, a little green glares. So you see them coming. You kind of, here in Montreal, they go, attention, 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 which means careful, careful, careful.
So that's all you're hearing is like careful, 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 really?
Yeah, attention.
Oh, that makes sense.
Attention.
Or everybody's wearing a bell or something?
Yes, for sure.
Ours
it was great. And I love the fact that I'm like, sometimes you're eating, like, do you know what you're eating, sir? I'm like, steak. He's like, those are shallots. Or
exactly.
Like,
I couldn't taste shit. We're eating with a knife and fork. We're missing. I mean, fucking literally a tablecloth. You know, like I get nothing air every time. Squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm reaching out my hand, just like whatever, just eating like this now. No,
eating out of her plate.
Like, no, I don't give a fuck. At the one point, we're sitting across from another couple because that's how they seat you. And then the other couple, we're chatting away because it's all fucking. Everyone's confident in the dark. It's like a fucking internet out there, right? So we're sitting there just eating random shit off each other's plates. Who cares? And then for no reason at all. For no reason at all, I say to the woman across from me, I'm like, hey, Sarah, I don't know what it is, but I feel like you have red hair. And they go fucking dead silent. And they're like, can you see right now? I'm like, no. And they're like, fuck you. And they start getting really weird.
Whoa.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like, why would you say that? I don't know why I'd say that. Why do I say anything I say? I'm a weird guy. So I'm like, no, I mean, she's like, and they couldn't get over it.
So who's this group?
They sat us just with an extra couple.
Another group. Right? Yeah. Okay.
And then we sort of got it back on track after. Like it was fine, but it was still weird vibes.
Whoa, weird.
Whoa. And then we go outside, and dude, she's not that she's a redhead. She has dyed red hair.
Oh, it
is the reddest
like
hair
red.
Of all time.
You didn't see her on the way in.
Nothing.
Whoa.
Man. I just said it for no reason.
You had intuition, dude.
It was
so like
weird.
Remote viewing.
It was literally that, and I scared myself. I still have friends on.
We
Facebook
just lost
now.
Eric. Sorry, bud.
Huh?
I said remote viewing. Eric literally tuned out. He went.
He's like, oh, God. Mind blowing. I changed the batteries in my remote. Fuck.
Oh, that's a remote joke.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, thanks.
That was wild. My story about Au Noir is, you know, they're like, you order in the lobby because you can't look at the menu in the restaurant. So you order what you want in the lobby.
Right,
I always like the surprise because it's like, if I'm going there, I want one of my senses to be gone and, you know, have the real experience. And I went 3 times. First time, I kissed a girl. It was our third date and we had never kissed
yet. And she had no idea you were there?
No idea. I'm just like, bam, and it worked. It was fine. It's in the dark.
Oh, yeah. You and sure then, it was a girl? You don't know.
Huh?
You don't know who it was. You kissed someone. You kissed someone's
details,
child. They're like,
details.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other time I mistakenly, well, fuck, I probably did it on purpose, but I don't remember, took out my phone to look at the time.
Oh.
And there it is, and so all of a sudden, pitch bing! Black in there. No, like it's dark. You like you go through curtains and curtains to go through it. The point is dark. When you want to go to the bathroom, you call a waiter. Yeah. Monsieur, 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 monsieur. They come. They lead you with the shoulder.
Attention,
if you want
attention,
anything.
Attention.
If you want anything, you give it on your shoulder. They take it on your shoulder. So it's dark all the time. And I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah. They like close your phone, but I open my phone.
Yeah, it's the only light.
And the Apple first logo is all black with a little white Apple. And that facing me was enough for the whole bar to go, this.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, oh, wow.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
Yeah.
I'm with them.
I want to invent a restaurant where you can't taste anything.
Yes, that's
there you go.
Mm.
So I'll make so much money if you can't taste what I make you.
Because you have to guess tomorrow. You're like, my ass is on fire. Well, that must have been spicy.
Yeah. You just walk in. You're like, I want to see what tasteless people feel like. Right.
And the next day, you're like, oh god, that's what that was.
Imagine there was a restaurant for every disability.
Okay.
Right, go on. No.
Yeah, I like this.
Sorry.
Everybody okay? I like this idea.
Go on.
Well, they have restaurants where you can't see. What about restaurants where you can't hear? Okay. It's just deafening, like white noise, and you're like, it's very stressful, high stress environment. Right. You know, maybe one that you can't taste anything.
Yeah.
Maybe a restaurant where I don't know.
Well,
everyone has a cleft palate. I don't know.
I'm not even done with the blind thing. You ever been blinded by light before?
It's a bad joke.
I want to go to a restaurant where it's so fucking bright I can walk open my eyes.
You're always like this.
Hell yeah.
That no one's gonna make the mistake of this time checking their phone. You're keeping it shut.
That's great.
That's what I'm saying.
That's actually smart.
I just saw you having a conversation with somebody just going like this.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna segue a little bit here.
Yeah, take it away.
I just came back from Denver. We saw the Avalanche win the Stanley Cup live in the streets in Denver, and then went to see a
concert.
Eric's
a huge sports fan.
But I met this girl. I should not say this. But I met this girl.
Definitely don't say
and that. When I went, no, it's okay, it's fine. When I went like this, Wes, and you. It made me think I met this girl, and I was a wingman that night. And sorry, I just stop saying that every time we hit the mic. I think I'm going to retake.
Yeah, whatever, retake it.
Anyway, so I had to be a wingman for my best friend Dan, and this girl was so nervous. What are you doing?
Stop touching.
Well, stop fucking
breathing. Okay. You're a wingman.
This girl was so not nervous.
Let's say it one more time, clean. Set the mics.
Yeah.
Sound.
Slap. Are we good?
Speeding. Speeding.
Clapper.
Hang on. Speeding. And
all right, start your story. 3, 2, 1, go.
My friend and I, and my friend Dan and I, just saw the Colorado Avalanche win the Stanley Cup.
What, Colorado. What are they called?
Stanley Cup, Colorado Avalanche. The Avalanche.
Anyway, yeah, Colorado Avalanche.
She had a tick where she couldn't look people in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
So usually we had a guy.
Like a ticker, that's autism.
Sure, but usually it's like, oh yeah, should we go? You want to go for this right. Time? It was like, so what do you do?
Whoa,
you hand on her
that
face?
Might be autistic though, like because yeah, that
she
sounds like
ADHD.
Antisocial. Yeah,
that's not how you spell autism though.
AUT, but she was literally like, she was like this, and when she couldn't, you know, you do the whole look around. She's used to it. She does this all her life. This is what she does. So if your face is right here, she's like, oh, she'll pretend to pay in the big, ha ha. She can look you 2 seconds in the eyes, right? So they're pros at looking around and make. But at this point, we're sitting face to face. So what do you do, brothers? So what do you do, brothers or sisters? Whatever.
He did the double thing.
So
hit the clapper. He's got to retake. Hold on, you got to retake. Pick it up from, so what do you do?
Yeah. Action,
so
Eric.
She's like, so what do you do? And when you go face to face, you can't, there's only so many ways you could look for it. So at one
so
point,
she
gave up and she went like this. She's like, yeah, I work at an HR in the government.
Oh my God.
Oh, she had her drink? She drank?
Shut the fuck up.
She was
up.
Doing shit. She's like this for like 15 minutes. And at this point, I'm like, there's not many instances.
Wear a hat, dude.
Huh?
Like, wear a hat. If she wore a hat, she'd be like,
yeah. Or
good
just,
idea.
Yeah. Or just stop talking to people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a wingman.
Stay home.
I was being a good Samaritan.
Well, you know what? She needs to read the book by millionaire's magician Steve Cohen, Win the Crowd.
Maybe you had an offensive word tattooed on your face at the time.
I have an offensive
attitude. You're supposed to look right in their fucking nose.
Right
so you're offending
this. Look, fuck boy haircuts, fuck talking over everybody. Nobody likes this. in a social situation, you know?
Everybody loves
Eric
this right
thinks
now.
He's doing the fuckboy thing. That's interesting.
That's not how what I read
either. I
didn't
either. Tag that either.
No. That's so funny. I read you are either going to host or protest a comedy show.
I'm going to host.
What? One of the two.
What?
You look like you're going to host or protest a comedy show.
Like,
it's one of the two.
You look like your barber died in the middle of your haircut.
my actual lifetime
and
goal
he's
is
still
to,
on your head.
Possibly
my lifetime goal is to host a game show, by the way. So if you can make it happen.
I'm sure they can.
Is this okay?
No doubt.
Why?
I want to host a game show. It's so easy.
I understand. I don't think you need to tell a podcast audience that you should try and get in there.
Maybe. We're 3 degrees.
Dude, your hosting days
Somebody's
are over.
Uncle's husband's
your hosting
wife.
Days are over. They're behind you, Eric.
Oh, my God. You guys are crazy.
No, you got it. You're not. You. Bob Barker didn't start when he was 97.
He just passed away, huh? Did you see?
How'd he die?
What's that?
How'd he die?
How did he die, Eric?
How did he die?
Look, he got hit by a brand new car! Sorry, guys. Thank you. I really appreciate you guys letting me do
that.
Yeah,
you could have just played on it real easy and we would have let it go. What is that?
Where did you see that?
I took a picture of your house today.
Wait, what?
I sent it to Artie, what is this?
What is it? What am I looking at
Artie,
here?
Artie, pull that up. The other picture I sent you.
Oh, wait, hold on. I don't know what he's talking about. Reading Eric's body language is very concerning to me right now.
I took
now.
A picture in Eric's house today, and I was like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, hold
and
on. Artie's going to pull it up in a second.
Where did you go in that room?
This is all fascinating to me, not seeing what they're talking about.
There's a whole other reason why I went in that room, but I was just like, I'm going to go in all the rooms because you're taking so long to get ready. So then I went in that room.
Okay, what happened here? What is this?
Well, I just like, I wonder.
You went into one of my rooms.
Yeah, and I was like, what is that?
Okay.
And now I'm bringing up my podcast.
Artie,
talk
hurry
about
up,
it.
Okay?
Why? Don't like me?
Oh my god! Just forget the bit.
No, dude, you cannot forget this bit.
Just forget the bit.
I don't know. I think you'd have to make another scene,
dude. You don't. It doesn't have to be about anything.
Your screen share
this
scene.
Be just a normal thing.
Oh, there you go. You got it now.
Yeah, screen share scene. The one with all the. It's the live one, or live, or the one under.
I thought you already had it.
Wow. One of them's your screen share, the bottom one.
What is that?
I don't know.
It's placed. There we go.
Is Bob Barker still alive?
I didn't touch this.
Artie was Googling. He's like, wait, did he die? It took you so long to deliver the joke that he was like, wait, he died?
That's how the paragraph starts. Yes, Bob Barker is still alive.
Despite hearing that joke a million times.
Okay, so how old is he?
He's 98.
He's 99 almost.
Yep. Nobody can blame the longtime host for wanting to retire and spend the rest of his days with his family. All right. He hasn't seen his family in 78 years.
We gotta skip it. We can't skip it.
Just show it to Chris. We'll put it on the screen.
We can't skip it. Not show Chris because it's.
We'll just put it on the screen.
Oh yeah,
that's clear what it is. What are you asking me?
He's having a vibrator race by himself.
That's what I mean. I never said it. Like that seems more like a butt plug to me.
I don't know. One of them's definitely
and that's
bug.
Fine, but I just want to know what's going on there. Like, I go over to Eric's house. It's laid out in that linear fashion. How displayed is that? Why? Mm. Why is it displayed? If you go to
you
my
watch
house,
Dexter?
You want to find... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You want to find my vibrators? Dude, they're lubed up in the corner, thrown against the wall, you know? That's right. Like, I use them and I spit them out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I shoot them and I go... across the fucking room, ding, and I try and bang him off the wall. Yeah, this guy's got his
they're
all
placed like a psycho
up.
On the counter.
Exactly. Yeah. I wasn't confused about what's that for. I know what it's for. It's for putting in your hoop. I get it. You want to have a good time by yourself, and you're like, let's go right up there. And I get it, man. That's fine. But I'm like, why you laid out like that? And I smelled it.
Why do you think he's been hard the whole time? Poop it out. Let's go.
What? You smelled it?
Yeah, and it was smelled clean to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're a very hygienic man. But why lay it out? Why lay it out?
After what I showed you in my phone from this weekend.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Bro, I get
never
it.
Coming on this talk show again.
Anyway, so Eric.
Talk show.
Eric's he's taking on so more drunk. Magic mentors if you want to join his club. Is that what that's for?
What? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an awkward segment.
Yo, have you guys ever seen Capturing the Freedmans?
Nope.
Do you know the story for real?
I have no idea.
Never heard of it.
Okay, so Capturing the Freedmans mm-hmm. is a documentary about. Silly Billy?
No idea, nope. Still.
Yeah. From the Magic World? David K. Silly Billy.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, Billy Kidd.
Billy, no. Okay, you know what?
Billy Bob Thornton.
Cut it.
Catherine the Freedmans. There we go. Oh, he's pulling it up.
All right.
He's got you back,
Artie. Yeah, Artie, thank you.
All right, so this is a documentary.
This isn't 60 minutes, Eric, right?
You're talking it's so fine. Fast. You'll make it.
This is a documentary about a director who contacted our friend David K. Syllabilly in New York. Mm. He's the most popular children's entertainer in New York.
Oh,
charges $500-$600 bucks a show, four times a weekend. That's a lot of money. A director heard of him. He's, hey, can we do a story on you? Because he takes a subway in his full clown costume and goes, it makes like $5,000 a weekend, right? So he's like, this is a great story.
Yeah.
As he digs deeper in his past, he finds out that Silly Billy's father and big brother are in jail for life for molesting kids. Okay. So the director's like, and Silly Billy's the most popular entertainer, kids entertainer in the world. Highest paid. So he starts digging and he's like, what the fuck? He's like, he brings him in, David, listen. Then he's like, no, they're lies. That's not true. He's like, and you already signed a disclaimer. This is what the story's on now. No, it's not true. My dad never did that. Blah, 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 blah. And then after a few months of litigations and like, the judge is like, you signed. He can say what he wants about you and your family. Silly B's like, you know what? Okay. One condition. I'm a producer and I help you make this. But the best part of this whole fucking documentary is that it was when VHS cameras or like home cameras came out.
Right.
So everybody who had money had one and just like, they didn't know what to film.
Film whatever.
They have footage of this family. Insane. I never did that. They have Silly Billy's coming home. The cops are in the driveway. My dad didn't do that. He's like, it's all good.
Wow.
They have footage of him before the trial. Before sentencing. He's going away for like 30 years. Him being like, it's all good. They're dancing. He's like, they don't know. They have the rawest footage I've ever seen.
Wow.
It is something, you have to watch it. And now, so it ends.
He was suing himself, doing all these crimes too, right?
So
I got a new camera.
The ruse was that they were having a computer class in the basement and they were molesting these children.
Whoa.
And there was I guess, not the first Me Too, but when somebody comes out, that's why Me Too works. When somebody says yes, they say, yeah, you know what? Me Too. I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
And they build this like, you know, army of, you have to watch it. I'm going to remind you guys to watch it. It is insane. The footage they have. Wow. You're like, this is really my buddy, Silly Billy, saying like, everybody's crazy and they know what they're saying. And you're like, buddy, you're fucking crazy. It's really good.
Happy to hear that because like they fucking, you know, they wrongly accused R. Kelly. You know, so I'm glad they got one right. You know
what
I'm saying?
We're going to have a free R. Kelly movement.
Yeah, I have to wonder what the line there is.
Chris,
for like,
we're doing a comedy podcast for a second there.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I loved it.
No, sorry.
I laughed at it. I love your R. Kelly humor.
Thank you, man.
I think people are too quick to dismiss Remix as a dead song. It's a good song. But that's the line. How good is it? Is it good enough for the crimes he committed? Now,
R. Kelly?
Right.
No.
It was not good enough?
Documentary?
Well, let's talk about...
Wait. Rephrase.
Okay. So, Schultz has a bit on this, which is amazing. You saw it. You were there. Where he talks about how, like, the crime of the person, but if their art is more valuable than the crime is harmful, people tend to, like, dismiss the crime a little bit more. Like, look at Michael Jackson, right? There's that whole Finding Neverland.
Right before you said Michael Jackson, I was going to say yes to everything you said except pedophilia. But then you said Michael Jackson. Keep going.
Yeah, and I'm saying, like, you know, like Schultz says, he's like, he's not, you know, he's kind of just, I won't give away the bit. You can watch it on his new special, I'm sure.
But
he's got a good bit on it. But the whole point is, it's like, because it's Michael Jackson, people are like, I'm still listening to Thriller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But R. Kelly,
yeah,
you're like, he's a piece of shit.
You ever see that TikTok? That guy is like, listen, like millennials trying not to like Ignition,
yeah,
or something. Like that. So guy's like kind of smiling. He's like, sorry.
Here's what it comes down to: if you're in a bar, let's say in Miami, and there's a bunch of
say 3.5 months ago in Miami,
let's say COVID's higher in this.
Yeah, this guy's name
and Ignition comes on in the bar. I'm still so hard. So imagine Ignition comes on in the bar and you start singing it. It's the Remix to me. And somebody's like, yo, R. Kelly. You'd probably be like, oh, you know what? You're right. I probably shouldn't do that. A fucking Thriller comes. Nope,
great song.
Huh?
I love a Remix.
Yeah.
I can separate the art from the
person. You can't compare R. Kelly. They're both pedophiles.
Check us out. Yeah. Do you have a favorite song right now?
The video where he's like asking people to like, hey.
Do you have a favorite song right now?
Yes.
Pick any songs.
I don't want to say it because I'm a traitor.
Well, like, okay, Nate, let's say this. Let's say, like, it could be fucking literally any song. Whoever you like, that guy's squeaky clean. I love the song. Cool. Right? This is my favorite person. In 5 years, 10 years, it could turn out that they are serial murderer, rapist, asshole, horrible people.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't negate all those years you enjoyed that song. So, like, I don't really...
The song is only as good as the experience you had listening to it,
yeah,
right?
So yes, it's like, but it's you like, saying in public, oh, does something. Somebody told me what the term was.
Oh, I'm not going to celebrate it in public because I know people have shitty feelings.
Not celebrate it,
but I will probably...
But I can say it's a good song.
We would all dance to R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, or Bill Cosby singing Jello Pops right now at a party. We would.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with any of that because it is like Chris said, like, at some point, it's like, they were the exact same people you were just ignorant of before. Now, do I want to give them money right now? Okay, I get why that's a bit of a weird question. That's more of a question for the law. They shouldn't be able to accept money anymore. That money, when you get convicted of
point.
Stuff, send that money to charity now.
That's like a good point. Yeah, send it to a charity. That way we can enjoy the song.
That's a legal thing.
I like that a lot.
I'm all about this.
Yo, I love this solution. Yeah, this is a genius solution.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Give all the royalties. Don't cancel their songs. Give the royalties to charity.
Boom.
Let's go.
There you go.
That's the sentencing.
Yeah.
You can no longer. So people are like, hey, man, like fucking downloading a song, everything. And he's just there salty because he's not getting paid for it.
Totally. And you're going to help the world pay back the fucking taxes. I don't care what you
do. That's right. Let's go. You know what? Humans like to see people get punished more than they like to see victims get helped.
Yeah.
Wait, say again.
They love to see people get punished more than they like to see the victims get helped.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Wow, that's deep, dude.
It's true.
Thanks that's for why people that. Like that hit me somewhere special. No, seriously, I'm serious.
It's true.
That's why they try to do anal more than cunnilingus.
And there you go.
Like, I'd rather fuck you in the ass.
What
than
is cunnilingus?
Make you come in the. I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I was wondering where you were going.
I was hoping you were going to stop.
I almost had it.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
I was
you
really
already,
happy
already,
when you gave up.
I'm halfway there. Yeah, you were being all moved by his shit, and I don't want that. So
by what?
You were like, I'm very moved by that.
By what?
By what he said. It hit you in the heart.
Yeah. Because it's a study. It's actually a study that more people wanted to see pedophiles get punished than the victims get helped.
Eric's the opposite
and
of the goldfish.
I understand
today.
That logic of fuck that guy, castrate him, set him on an island, blow him up, whatever you want to do, right? I understand that argument. But coming from, like, if you look at it from, like, a logical perspective or, like, from an AI or, you know, from that type of point of view, you're like, well, this person's sick.
The reason,
do you understand? And this person is sick or whatever. And then now we need to help the victims. That will really remedy the situation if we help the victims and punish this person, but like also like make sure the world's okay still. You know, give them therapy, do whatever you need to do. But people are more like, hey, hang this guy by his balls.
I think,
I
thought about this so much is like, you're exactly right. Like, they really could just help the people that the problem was. The people that were victimized in any way, doesn't matter what the thing is, they don't ever really have enough say about what the punishment is, which is weird.
Yeah.
And they do in some countries, but not in Canada and the States. Mm. And it's very bizarre. They should have more input, in my
opinion.
It's
like 10 years for murder here, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know, but I think...
Is it only 10 years for
murder? But we know how to punish people. Yeah. We don't know how to help people. That's why no one does it.
That's right.
That's why it's hard.
Yeah.
I think they want
to,
but they just don't know fucking how. So they go, we can do this really effectively. We can make this guy's life shitty. We can't really help this person.
No, that's true. And we all want to see that guy get a shitty life. Like, we're all there for that.
Well,
you keep moving the couch back. That's why it's so far for me.
Dude,
you keep moving the couch back.
I cannot wait to watch
and you keep straightening out the mic.
Thank you.
That's how it started.
Is this better?
Yes, it is much better. So I don't know if we all want to see them get punished. I honestly feel like a lot of times the punishments are too severe in general. Like, I want people to be punished, but like I literally get no joy in it because I know we're not doing the helping part.
Yeah.
So like, it just makes me sad. I go, cool, because
just retribution.
When the guy gets out of fucking prison after 15 years, he goes to get a job. He can't even get a job because he's got a record. And I go, what was the 15 years for if this thing's going to follow him around? We're not even trying to help him get back into society. We're actively stopping him. Yeah. It's a bit too fucking serious.
We're like 15 years plus
comedy
this
podcast,
forever.
But it's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, what are we even doing? So I just get like, it's like the reason was like when people are like, hey, we got to get out there and vote. I was like, well, do you? Because the whole system's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Sure, vote,
prison
I guess,
systems are crazy as well, and
they're
you're
all
right.
So wild to me, man.
Yeah, and yeah, R. Kelly just got 30 years. Yeah, 30 years,
and that,
dude.
I don't know. Maybe that sounds right. That sounds pretty good, actually.
I mean, he's gonna die in jail. Yeah. He's like 50 something.
I actually don't even know anything about his
food everywhere, as if the party was catered. You know?
Yeah. Was it him that was peeing on people or Seal? Oh, that was
The line from Remix.
This is our first. This is the first.
I got
connection.
That. Do I used to sing that song? All
Chris,
the
how
time.
Many times do you make love to yourself in a week?
Good question.
4 to 7.
You?
That's a good number.
4 to 7. That's almost daily. You?
Yep. Yeah. I would say anytime I'm alone. So like, I'd say probably average out like I'll be like every day for 2 weeks, then I won't for a few days. And then I will again for every day. So I try go for
Eric,
every day. I same as my workouts.
Does all her numbers in a day. He pops 2 Cialis, locks the door, shuts the blinds,
yep.
Turns on Oprah.
Airplane mode.
I don't know why he watches Oprah.
He watches one of those Oprah. Turtles trying to bleed through a straw.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
and then he's like, huh! And he starts going.
Yeah, he watches cat
that's
videos.
What I look like.
He watches cat videos. No, he's like this. Mm-hmm. He watches cat videos.
Get someone a tattoo of
his watch his hook.
Have you ever get caught, Chris? Ever get caught?
Hey, you didn't ask the fucking question.
Oh, I used to be every day. Now it's like every other day. Yeah. You ever get caught?
Never. Yeah. Yep, twice.
Bye.
Yeah, once.
Girlfriend?
No. Really once.
Okay.
But one time my dad.
Two times.
But one time my dad just told me. He's like, hey. Clean out the toilet when you're done with it.
No.
And that's the day I found out sperm sticks to ceramic. I was like, I have to come in something now.
Yeah.
But before then, I was like, I can just come in this water and everything's going to be fine.
He's like,
no
on
one's
going to
know.
Goes away.
How would they know?
Touch a button, goes away.
Yeah, yeah. Go I'm on. Just going to, yeah, he's I'm not going to stick top. Around and wait to see
oh,
if it's
on
gone.
An upper decker. Yeah.
He's on the tank.
I was in the toilet, leaning against the counter.
So that was the talk. He's like, hey.
No, not even talk. He's like, hey, clean the toilet when you're done. Like, you're disgusting. And I'm like, okay.
Oh.
You're like, but it tastes awful. I can't lick it off.
I was mortified. I was absolutely mortified. But then, yeah.
You?
I was just trying to, I thought he had more stories.
No.
Yeah, I only got caught one time ever by my buddy. We were staying in a hotel in Radium Hot Springs. And when I was a forest firefighter. So he's like, I'm going to go down to the pool. I'm like, I'm staying here. And I locked the door, but I didn't lock the double door. Like, if you have a key, you can still come in. So I locked the door, but not the fucking dead
padlock.
Door.
Yeah.
So then I go to the bed. I'm on top of the bed, like fucking spread eagle on top of the sheets. And I'm fucking flicking through channels. This is way before phones. This is 2000. And,
looking for the blurry channels?
Yeah, this is 2007 at a
Channel
hotel.
Channel 79.
So I end up on MTV, some fucking Britney Spears video or something. This is the best I can do. I'm doing the best I can. Eric comes fucking walking to the door. I got nowhere to hide. I'm spread eagle like this. And it's just my dick in my hand.
Wait, you're spread eagle?
I'm like this.
Why are you spread eagle?
I don't know why. I'm just like this, dude. This is how I'm sitting. I'm like this.
Yeah, he felt a little adventurous that night.
Right?
Okay.
I'm going to leave myself more vulnerable.
I won't judge. Eric, no one taught me how to jerk off.
Okay, that's right.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Chris, for not judging me.
It's also the more vulnerable he could be, that like the harder he got, the more he got off on it. He's like, I want to be so vulnerable right now.
I'm like, maybe Britney's going to come to the screen any second. So Jared comes to the door and he opens the door and he sees me. I got nowhere to hide.
You said Eric before.
No, yeah, I Eric. I know.
I didn't want to specify anything. Artie, where are you going?
It's Jared. Jared comes through the
from
door.
Subway?
Eric, and I was fucked up.
It's Jared from Subway? Subway.
It's not Chris. It's not Eric. It's Jared, my older friend.
Lost all the weight.
He comes to the door. I'm lying there, nowhere to hide. I'm watching Britney Spears. And he looks at me and goes, and I grab the things through the door and I change the channel. Because I think that's going to help somehow. It makes it worse. Because it lands on Oprah or some shit. So now I'm jerking off to Oprah, which is weirder. But he goes, he looks at me, he looks at the TV, he goes, oh, buddy. That's all he said. And then he closed the door. And I was like, fuck. And then I left.
Yeah, but isn't it weird that it's the one thing that everyone does, but it's the one thing that's like the most taboo?
And I feel bad for Eric. He had a bad egg.
You said Eric again.
Jared. What are you doing? That's twice.
That's twice now.
Just stop talking. So
I feel bad for Eric.
So I want my turn. I want my turn.
Yeah. Also, side note, I feel bad for Eric.
I think you guys have heard it.
We've
I really
stop this.
Hope you did.
We're too far in.
Yeah.
You're too done.
What do you mean? Too done.
Right, this is episode 100, baby.
I know. We go for it tonight.
So this is mine. So I am a suburban kid. I grew up in an Ottawa suburb.
Stop adjusting the mic. Stop pushing the couch back. I haven't adjusted my mic or my seat the entire time.
I can't.
Well, why are we fucking
going? Just stop touching things. Stop jumping.
I feel like I'm just getting away from it.
Yeah, you are. Stop. Okay. Stop getting away from it.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right, so I guess this is mine. All right, so.
I'm trying to see how many letters I can get rid of. Go for it.
Okay. So I was living in New York for about 5 years, and in
it's not bad.
Yeah. So living in a high rise in New York and living in a suburban house in Orleans is a big difference. So,
New Orleans?
New Orleans, Louisiana. So the thing with living in a high rise in Tribeca is that there's windows everywhere. You need sunlight inside, and blinds are expensive or whatever the fuck. We had no blinds. So I could never, you know, jerk off at my own home in New York. So one night, my girlfriend's sleeping in the bed. I come back and I'm like, you know what? It's my house too. I can do this.
Yeah.
So I close all the lights so nobody can see in. Go on the couch, you know, make love to myself. It's beautiful, whatever.
Turn my phone on.
Then.
Bright light.
So then I get up, and I know we've talked about this before, and you guys don't agree with me, but, you know,
I agree with you.
I finish, and that's some, whatever, my shirt or stomach, whatever. So now I go to the kitchen. Listen, this is good. I go to the kitchen, and there's a window with a fruit bowl. And the paper towel that I need that paper towel
and the fruit bowl.
I need the fruit bowl really. So I go. I wobble. So the biggest thing to remember here is my pants are around my ankles.
Yeah.
So I'm penguining up to the kitchen. I take the paper towel. So there's a window here, fruit bowl, paper towel. So I'm cleaning myself like this. Okay.
Yeah.
And then everything's good, perfect, great. Michael Bolton's playing. I blow out the candles. I stop the CD player. I go to bed. The next morning, my girlfriend, let's call her
Pam.
Sarah.
Pam. So Pam comes. She's like, I have something to tell you. I'm like, what? She's like, I caught you masturbating last night. Wow. And I'm like, all right. It's all good. Who cares? My girlfriend. I've been together 2 years. No matter. She's like, that was kind of fucked up. And I'm like, what? Wow. What are you talking about?
You were wearing the butt plug?
She's like, that was fucked up. How you do that? And I'm like, what? I don't have my legs up like this guy. You know?
I have my legs
you
up.
You said I had my legs up.
I know. I was
idiot.
Spread.
Okay. So what she saw, she woke up. She walked out of her room and she saw me looking out at the window skylight of New York City with my pants down my ankles, cleaning myself like this. Oh. So it looked like I was jerking off the aftermath. The fruit bowl. I was just cleaning myself. She turned the corner. She's like,
it's not what it looks like.
That's not what it looked like. She never believed me to this day. And
stop eating fruit.
From that day on, you know, I'm single
That's
now.
That's hilarious. I think
it's a good story.
I think about, like you said, you even said, I was listening to Michael Bolton and I thought about it the other day. I was like, you know, I've never thought about exclusively listening to music or audio while jerking off, like without video or picture. Right. And I'm like, so somewhere there's a guy who probably can only get off on a beat.
Yeah.
Like, right, he's been listening, like, whenever he hears this one song, and he strokes it to the beat.
His name's Drake.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And he just goes to the beat, you know what I mean? It'd be so weird. And then you're in bed with a girl, and you're like, no, you know, she's doing her thing. You're like, no, you gotta, not quite my tempo, you know?
Like, the five senses could be that, right? Could be like, I love looking at it, I love hearing it, smelling it, feeling it.
Yeah, people have feet for that reason. There's a dude on a comedy show, he was talking about how his first girlfriend had the smelliest rank-ass feet, that he's ever smelled before in his life. And that now the smell of that turns him on. Like, it's a deal breaker if your feet don't stink.
Oh.
He loves it. Like, putrid. Yeah, but it's it shapes, like, your first sexual experience, or even your, like, what you jerked off to, like, when you were, when you were aroused by, before you started jerking off, like, all these things shape your sort of, you know, sexual journey or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And so it's just funny to think that, like, there are kinks out there simply because of this stupid thing happened. Did you get me one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Simply because this stupid thing happened.
That's crazy.
One guy was jerking off and his cat was like also licking his asshole, licking the cat's asshole, and he was like, that's weird. And then now he can't jerk off without seeing a cat lick his own asshole. Cheers.
Remember when you guys laughed at me for talking about something?
Imagine Chris, you keep hitting
What are you doing there?
You keep hitting me with your... Dude, no, the amount of times you've elbow managed me, sometimes you're a story, I get you go like this, because you're telling a story you don't want me to interject, I get.
Look how much room you have on your side.
Other times you've been like, bubbity 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 bup, and I've just been drinking and spilling.
I could fit Artie on this side comfortably and not touch him.
No, Artie, he's dead. We saw his obituary.
I think for the 100th episode, we show the people Artie.
We did. We saw him. He's dead now.
Did we?
Yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna fucking stop this podcast.
Yeah, please, because we're going on forever.
I actually could go on. We should make the marathon right now happen.
As if that's a butt plug.
Did you say butt plug?
Yeah, I did.
On that
we
note,
we didn't even finish this train.
Don't forget to tell three friends. Thanks for hanging out. Leave a like, subscribe, and we'll see you. Oh, yeah.
That's Eric. Yeah. That's
Brassers. Right. He put the Brassers under it. It's all a right. Yeah, no, I know Eric did.
Well, hey, and you know what? In honor of 100, just go touch three people.
There you go.
Is that right?
We'll see you on the next one. See you.
All right, see you guys.
Peace.